Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's too slow. I know it's Yacht Rocky, but it's way too slow.
So that's a problem for you?
Driving to up here, pass out. Sarah. Yeah.
You don't want to have this one on for the midnight cruise, though?
No, you end up hitting the dock or something.
Okay. All right. Let's get to today's quarantine scenes with... Oh, DJ Bean and Gary Tangway. Gary Tangway, DJ Bean. I don't know who gets billed first on that. But their movie today is Happy Gilmore.
Jesus.
What do you mean, Jesus?
What? You got a problem with Happy Gilmore?
We have a problem with Happy Gilmore?
This is how much they caved to public pressure, because Gary has defended the car thing because it's like a high-grossing movie and it was up for an award. And all of everybody's been killing him with was just... Do a freaking movie everybody's watched and everybody has seen Happy Gilmore. They've gone from Ferrari and Ford thing to Happy Gilmore.
Well, I get the impression they can't win with you, Zoe. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're just going to criticize it no matter what.
Yesterday was kudos. I gave standing ovation. Standing ovation for the
Hoosiers. Oh, for the Hoosiers one yesterday. That's been my favorite so far.
Funny, 3'6", 5'11", outstanding, and Bean really playing it up. Bean's starting to run away with the roles, you know? But I thought it was phenomenal yesterday.
Well, if you were doing Happy Gilmore, what scene would you do from Happy Gilmore?
I would do the one, hey, shooter! With the Lurch, the big dude that goes after Shooter McGavin. Or the one where Bob Barker's beating the hell out of him.
The Shooter McGavin scene is one that I definitely find very memorable.
Yep.
From that. They could like do something really funny. Like, remember at near the start of the movie when Happy's begging the girlfriend to stay through the intercom?
No.
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yes.
No.
You remember it, T-Bone? Thank you.
Yes.
Trying to get her to not stay, and then by the end of it, there's like an old lady, I think, listening to the intercom. But whatever. What scene did they end up doing? Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Do we want to listen to the actual scene first? No. Okay.
Nah.
Got it.
Trying to reach the green from here, Shooter?
Well, that's not possible, sir.
I beg to differ. Happy Gilmore accomplished that feat no more than an hour ago.
Well, moron, good for Happy Gilmore! Oh, my God! Oh my God.
Hey, Shooter, haven't you forgotten your 9-iron?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Give it up. Gotta
they
give it
top
up.
Themselves.
For you. And you can count. On me waiting for you in the parking lot.
Yes. Nailed it.
It's pretty good.
Love it.
Pretty damn good. I
the
like
camera
it.
Angles making DJ look like he's seven
yes.
feet tall. And
yes. Quite the production this on this one.
Very smart. Oof. Gary's got nipples. It's great. It's, his nipples are shown through the NBC Sports Boston shirt. The only way that would be better if Gary hit that and went off a tree hardy, you know, and it came back and hit him right in the mouth.
Gary's got the shooter walk down. They've got it. They nailed it today.
You know what? Now, I want to take some credit, though, for making them be better.
And yes, absolutely.
Yes,
as good as the cinematography award still goes to Ford versus Ferrari, but the scene selection was so, I guess, ill-advised that it took away from the wonderful production on it. This one's got good production.
Gary would have taken it down some weird avenue, right? Because he would have got the arts part of it.
I mean, the source material is there. The performances are there. The production is there. They may have touched the sun with this one.
Bean made me feel like I was watching Lurch there. Just me waiting for you in the parking lot. Excellent.
It was very good. It's very good.
All right. Well, with that being the case, it's time now for the world premiere of Quarantine Scenes with Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah.
And all the credit goes to Hardy on this one for pulling it together.
Oh, you need three great actors.
But we all contributed is the story here. And we chose Rudy. Classic movie, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And a classic scene.
Good football movie.
With Rudy making the team is what it is. That's what this is. So why don't we ready to go? You guys ready? You feel good?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's roll it.
Yeah. All right, let's see it.
Rudiger, come here.
Yeah, coach?
So you want on this team pretty bad, huh?
You have no idea.
Well, you sure busted your balls out there.
Coach, I'll do anything.
You know, that first night, I didn't think he was going to make it out of the Notre Dame locker room alive. That Rudy Rudiger cost me a pack of 10 cigarettes. Boy, did he prove me wrong.
You think you can give the same effort day in and day out for the next 5 months?
Sir, I have no doubt.
Fine. But if you lighten up just one hair, I'll throw you off this team so fast.
Ma, that is a tasty burger. Say what again?
What the hell? Does that mean I'm on the team?
Yeah, kid, you're on the team.
Thank you.
Come on, Miss Daisy. Now go ahead and eat your pumpkin pie. Everybody's going to have a little pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. We all know that.
Let me tell you, my favorite moment is, and T-Bone pointed out last night, was Zoe reaching the imaginary fork toward the camera to feed Miss Daisy a bite of pumpkin pie.
Go on ahead now. Eat your pumpkin pie.
Here you go.
Oh. A beetle right there. You doing that right there? We've got to do Full Metal Jacket.
No, I think our job is done here. I think we have accomplished the most important thing.
I'll be proud of Snowball.
We have brought out the best performances from Tanguay and DJ, and we've done ours. But what else do we really need to do at this point? So, come on,
that's it.
It's a good point.
And when I say we, I mean I.
I mean, it took a lot out of me yesterday because I actually sent it in audio form first. Hardy's like, no, dumbass. I need video. So I had to go outside and film it again. I'm like, jeez. You see, I was all sweaty. I was moving stuff around outside.
Video. We're making a scene, a movie. Yeah.
Say what again?
I also like Beatles' performance. Brett? On his last line when he says thank you and then looks at the camera like Pee Wee Herman when he has his one part. Mr. Herman, paging Mr. Herman. You can't help but look at the camera after you say thank you. Don't look. Never mind.
I'm looking because I have to. I'm looking to hit the stop button on the record. I was holding my phone.
I know, but you, hold position.
Hold,
and
hold,
cut.
Say what again?
What the hell?
You know, And this
Marcellus Wallace looked like a bitch.
Yeah. Zoe sent me all kinds of lines. I did not send him any lines to read. I said, just do your thing.
Do we have outtakes? Are there outtakes already?
Well, not really.
Lines that were left on the cutting room floor?
Yeah, there's a couple. I guess I can send them along.
All right.
Yeah, the couple I didn't get a chance to use, but I said we're doing Rudy. If you could do one line from Rudy, that would be great. But otherwise, just do whatever it is that you want to do.
That Rudy Rudiger cost me 10 cigarettes.
A pack of ten cigarettes.
He must have crawled the length of three football fields, toe to toe in full uniform, and a whole pipe of sewage. Hey, don't laugh. I mean, we could get really weird.
It's funny.
Don't you worry about that Rudy Rudiger. He was tougher than my horse back in the day.
I thought for sure we were going to get one of those.
Nope. We're doing those on Cameo, by the way. If you want John Wayne on Cameo, you can hit me up. I am on Cameo now.
By the way, I put the video on Twitter if you want to see the video if you're on the radio at @Mark_Bertrand. I don't know if anyone put it up yet.
On our show account,
you retweet it? Yeah, get that out so the people can see it. Oh, man. All right, we got a couple more segments before the takeaways. Before the takeaways, so we got a couple segments here. We'll take all your calls on everything from the week. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go to your phones. Emmett's in Boston on Rob Manfred. Hi, Emmett. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, guys. No problem. Thanks for taking the call. I just had a couple of quick points. I think what this kind of pandemic has shown is the recklessness with how sports teams handle their money. I think in the future, you're going to see a lot more shorter-term deals for a lot less money, just in case something like this ever happened again. And I don't think that baseball is going to be played with fans until there's a vaccine. If you're going to ask people to come into a baseball stadium with, you know, masks and gloves and sit every other seat, I mean, the whole fan experience is just completely ruined at that point. So I don't think we'll see any sports fans for quite some time. You know, vaccine's probably going to take 2 years. So I think baseball should just cancel their season and prepare for bankruptcy filings or just get ready for you know, whatever's next.
Did you say bankruptcy filings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
They're not there yet.
What these people are worth?
They're not there yet, dude. I mean, wow. It's bad enough already. Let's not make it worse than it currently is. They are definitely not there yet. No. I know that there are teams that are in far better financial position than others. The Red Sox, Yankees... You know, those guys have big,
Rangers, yeah.
wealthy owners. But I don't know about the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't know what their deal is. I don't know what some of these teams' financial situation is. But the league is currently not at risk of going bankrupt. So his point about contracts might be a good one. I don't know what the long-term impact will be if they want to avoid some of the longer-term deals in the future because of uncertainty. I don't know. I don't know if that'll be the case. If the league were going to be bankrupt, nobody would be getting the money on those deals anyway. So, I don't know. Let's I would say chill. Just chill, okay? There may even be baseball this calendar year, so chill out right now. Scott in Blackstone. Scott.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm calling in on the argument NASCAR versus somebody had said earlier that it was not a sport. My opinion, going to be very, very unpopular, especially with Hardy. So, Hardy, I apologize for this. But if you're going to discredit NASCAR, then you have to discredit golf. You hit a ball so you can chase it, so you can hit it again, so you can chase it. Now tell me how that's more exciting than 40 guys going 150 miles an hour inches from each other for 300 plus miles.
Yeah.
It's not a question of excitement. It's like whatever you decide a sport is. I think watching the Masters is way more exciting than watching any number of regular season baseball games. So does that make golf more of a sport than baseball? If your only criteria is the excitement level, hell, there's a lot of NFL games that aren't that exciting because they're two crap teams that can't execute anything on offense, even though the defense is bad. So the, whatever criteria you want to put on it is going to be riddled with all kinds of inconsistencies. Look, is it something that requires some physical effort? Is there a competition involved? Is there something going on? I mean, you can make the case for all kinds of things being sports that are maybe inherently really more activities and vice versa, but it doesn't change what we said about NASCAR to begin with, which for me anyway, yeah, it's a sport. It's a motorsport. I'm just not that into it. I tried. It's not like I'm, you know, got all kinds of preconceived notions without investigating it myself. I've been to races. I think drag racing is more exciting than actual stock car racing. And I've seen Formula One in person. It just doesn't do that much for me. But I never said it wasn't a sport.
No, so did. That's the guy.
Me.
Who said
me.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Aldo in Ludlow. Aldo.
Hey, guys. I just want to say you guys already touched on what I was going to comment on. But I just want to mention the Hardy real quick about your hot tub. You're going to want to make sure that you and your bride aren't wearing cologne or perfumes when you get in it, because you'll set off the pH when you go to
bed. Bromide. He's going to have to get the bromide tablets and stuff.
Well, or you could do what I did. You just put get it, the pH sets where you need it, and then you
is
just
it your ankle bracelet?
I'm sorry, Aldo, you're telling me that if someone were to have put on cologne, you know, a spray of cologne, and then get in a hot tub at some point that day, that's enough to disrupt the pH of the 400 gallons of water?
It's fine. I pee in my pool. I mean,
get out of here. Not buying that. What? No friggin' way.
Hardy, put some chlorine in. Shock the water. You have the luxury to even drain the hot tub if stuff gets out of whack.
How many ounces? How many fractions of an ounce is like one or two sprays of perfume or cologne? And then it is on your skin or on your clothing. And then you, at some point during the day, you go in and you're telling me it disrupts the pH of, what'd you say, 400 gallons
of
water?
Shouldn't have put the hot tub in, Hardy. Shouldn't have put the hot tub in.
400 gallons of water in that baby?
It's 350. I don't know.
350, 400, 500, whatever the frig it is. There's no way that is going to disrupt your hot tub. Do whatever you want, Hardy.
Well, my parents used to have a foamy one, and the bromide would just go through the roof, and the pH does get out of whack at times. And then you got to
That's any pool,
right? It gets tricky during the winter.
That's got to make sure your chemical balances are in check.
I
shock the hell out of it, where I kill everything.
Sure,
okay. I have two boxes of different things that have to be done to maintain the proper look. You want to see everything that you have to do in order to maintain your proper levels for let's see, it's not just the chlorine level, but it is I'm finding it here. I have the manual here, but you get like this whole tutorial when you get the thing, and like I said, two different boxes of stuff that you add in there, and then you check it every day with a test strip, and there are certain things you have to do from a maintenance basis on a daily level and a weekly level and a monthly level, and whatever goes in the thing, you know, whatever, you account for it with all these different treatments that
like
you do.
Like a part-time job dealing with all these specifications.
It's yeah. Well, you know what? I got the time these days. That's okay.
Oh, man.
By the way, guys, reactions to our quarantine scenes through the roof. People loved it. Good job. They actually said Hardy on the takeaway at the end when you stare at the camera. You actually looked like a puppet of yourself.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think of that. You looked at the camera at the end, too, and you're giving me crap about it?
He did. He gave it the Sarge look.
No, but mine was intentional.
Yeah, yours is like I'm sick
of
these two.
Yours was Pee Wee Herman. You know, not able to complete his scene without looking straight at the camera.
Beetle was so excited to do it.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, here's a call. Here's a call Hardy
will
love.
Free chlorine, free bromine.
I told you, buddy.
Calcium hardness. I got all this stuff I got to maintain. I know what I'm doing.
You don't want people getting hard in there.
It's fine.
It's good. It's good. You know,
we
if you ever screw it up,
million going on here.
Just remember, Hardy, if you screw it up, just call Louth and he'll come over and fix it.
Or stop wearing cologne, apparently.
Is it electrical?
Which I don't wear anyway, so that's fine.
As long as it's electrical, Louth will fix it.
Jack is in Milford. Hey, Jack. This is for Hardy. He's got a golf bet for Hardy. Hardy loves these calls. These are his favorite.
Quick question for Zolak. I need your vote for the D-bag of the week. Blake Snell, Travis Kelce are the two defensive back NFL clowns.
Well, I'm going to go with the two clowns that had that actually held weapons and held people up for their money. That they would be the D-bags. Even though I really want to put Kelce in there.
Not only that, trump him. You get extra points for being one of the world's dumbest criminals, where you pull up in three very expensive cars in front of a crowd of people
and park them in the street
right in front of the house you're about to commit armed robbery at.
They know our car and our plates. Yeah. And, we actually lost money there earlier in the week. Let's go back and get it. Yeah.
Right. Where you're going to a party where everyone there knows who you are.
Well, speaking about losing money, Hardy, what do you say? Let's double down our bet from a couple weeks ago about our hole-in-one special. What do you got for odds this Sunday's golf match?
Oh, the Skins game?
Yeah. If it's still a hole in one, you're still going to get the ball in the cup.
Yeah, I got to put the ball in the cup, Hardy.
Okay, what do you want to bet out? I don't know. What do you want to bet?
Let's roll it back. Let's roll it back to a couple weeks ago in the drop. What were you giving me odds? 100-1?
100-1 on a hole in one, yeah.
So let's double it. And instead of just money going to our pockets, let's make a charity of our choice.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, he got you now, huh, Hardy?
Yeah. Oh, what
Hardy's
now?
Hardy's got a hot tub to take care of. He can't be done with golf stuff.
How about if you just write a check to a charity right now because no one's getting a hole-in-one on Sunday and no one's getting a hole-in-one on next Sunday either. Just write the check now.
Hold on. Let me do this. You want to call? You want to call Mustard and Johnson?
Actually, you want to call the Bankroll Boys, and this all stemmed, by the way, season premiere of the Sports Hub Golf Club tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.
Maybe you should talk about it then.
We will be talking about some of the different prop bets and everything surrounding these tournaments and some, you know, all of the local regulations about playing golf in Massachusetts and everything that is going to be happening with the PGA Tour here in less than a month. But some of the odds for that Tiger, Phil, Brady, Peyton thing are just dumb. If you put money down, you think there's going to be a hole in one and they're giving you 100-1 odds or 500-1 odds, you're out of your mind.
Let me ask you this.
Out of your mind. 13,000-1 is more like it. On Tiger or Phil getting a hole in one, and for Peyton or Brady to get a hole in one, I don't know what they are, but it's in the kajillions, much less just over 18 holes. And they may not even play 18 holes. So don't waste your money on making a hole in one bet.
Let me ask you this: you think Brady's hitting a couple hundred balls a day? I bet you is.
Yes.
You damn right he is.
I bet he's been golfing every freaking day since he knew he was going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're open there. Yeah.
And I don't think it's because, like, oh, ultimate competitor. I don't think it's based in that. I think it's because these guys want to make sure they don't get
bad. Right.
They don't want to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
Right. They want to get out there and start getting ready for it.
They're going to be hanging on every shot. Yeah.
They're going to look bad compared to the two guys they're with already, so they really don't want to you know, have not played in a while before they go out and do this.
You know what's really going to be, like, noticeable more than anything else is, I mean, we talked about this. The short game is where it's going to be most prevalent. But you think you've got a good swing. Like, I think I have a good swing. You know, Tom probably has a good swing, and so does Peyton. When on the same tee box, when Tiger swings the club and then Brady gets up there and swings the club, it's going to be like
so much
night
slower.
And day. And those guys are, I mean, Brady and Peyton are both apparently very good players if they're both single-digit handicaps to begin with, a 6-something and an 8-something for Peyton and Brady, respectively. But just the way they look when they swing the club and hit the ball, that's going to be that's something you don't get to see. Even when players are playing badly on the PGA Tour, their swings still look pretty good. I don't know how these guys are going to look up against those two, but thank God we got something to watch. Something this Sunday and something again next Sunday, other than NASCAR.
Yep.
Today's takeaways, the fake promos coming up at 1:50. We will get through, we'll do our best to get through all the calls next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Something you said I just died in your arms tonight. 617-779-0985. We've got a bunch of fake promos coming up next segment, as T-Bone just told me in my ear. Norm is in Vermont. Norm, take it away.
Norm.
Okay, we'll put him on hold.
I like hearing a song.
I hung up. Chris is in Raynham. Chris.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about Stidham for a second. I don't know if you guys follow him on Instagram, but watching him, it seems like it's going to be a big adjustment coming from Tom Brady and what you used to for a work ethic compared to him. He's sitting at home watching Marvel movies and eating Chipotle during all of this when, as Patriots fans, you're used to Brady getting the receivers out in Montana. You granted, it's a different time.
How
now,
old is he?
How old is he? 24, I think.
Yeah, but I remember when Brady. I remember when Brady was wearing pants up to his nipples and having an apple cap, shooting stick and drinking beer with all linemen.
So wait, Chris,
you're
mad because he's watching movies?
I'm just saying. No, I'm not mad. I'm saying it's going to. He's a big adjustment in the overall attitude and kind of what Zoe was just saying. He's a kid, so that as a Patriots fan, seeing that, it's a big difference. My second point is, and maybe Zoe, you can talk to this a little bit more. What is the relationship between Stidham's wife, the Belichick's, Linda Holiday, and Belichick's son? Because they all seem pretty friendly together. They have a YouTube channel together. Did any of that influence any of these decision makers?
No. Hell no. What it is, I mean, her father is one of the major owners of the Houston Rockets basketball team. So there are some connections through that.
Connections to what?
All the wives, when you go and you do fashion things or you do events at the stadium, you become friendly with Linda. She does a lot of things through her foundation, through Bill's foundation, that those girls help out with. So that's how they become friendly. Don't read into Instagram who follows who.
And it's actually really easy how you do all of this, because I've watched her do it, so I kind of know now.
I bet you did.
Yep.
Let's not criticize Jared Stidham for doing something in year two when Brady did a lot of weird things in year two, the St. Pauli girl trips and all that. Come on. We're going to compare a guy at 43 trying to hang on and doing everything he can to find a fountain of youth to a guy in his second year. It's not comparable.
Ron's in Boston. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show.
Hi. What's up?
I was listening to Felger and Maz yesterday talk about watching sports on TV when there's no fans. And it's obviously it's going to suck. And they're talking about manufactured crowd noise and the announcers doing like a staged choreographed thing. So my idea is not so much for baseball because it's too boring, but let's say there's hockey playoffs and the Bruins are playing Canadians. Why not get together a bunch of Zoom fans for each team and do something like they did at the NFL draft? They might uncensored would be better, but even if it was censored, when something happens, you can cut right to the big wall of people where everybody's screaming or yelling or swearing. At least it'd be more interesting than Jack Edwards for two straight hours.
Yeah, I don't hate the idea. I mean, I really don't, Ron. I think that that's like reasonable. It's not contrived. It's not fake.
That's better than a green screen. It's better than a green screen.
Oh, it's way better than that. And it's easy, too, right? Hey, you connect on Zoom. You're either there or you're not. And if you are, we're going to be able to show you on TV celebrating in your living room. You know, you extend it to some of your longtime fans or something, or season ticket holders or whatever.
My question. When you score touchdowns and there's no fans in the stadium, are they still going to shoot off the guns and play "This Is Our House"? That's all I want to know. Because when that whoa kicks in, like, and everybody's like, yes, let's do this again, score again. Oh,
what did Merriweather call the Minutemen down there? The ladies with the hats.
Are they going to
be down there?
Yeah.
With the funny hats.
Yeah.
The men with the throwback hair and the ladies. The ladies with the funny hats. Edward is in Vegas today. Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, boys? Greetings from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. I got two questions for you. Do you think that pool requires more athletic skill than driving NASCAR? Question two, whose Boston accent was better? Jack Nicholson in The Departed or Liev Schreiber in Ray Donovan? I'll hang up.
Ooh. Do you mean better, as in worse?
One's not even close. Oh, no. Liev Schreiber is better than Jack Nicholson.
He does. If we're talking about who did it better, it would be Liev Schreiber.
Yeah. The worst one was Diane Lane in Perfect Storm.
I think the worst is in that. What's the bomb movie with Jeff Bridges and Tommy Lee Jones?
Blown Away.
Jeff Bridges and Blown Away.
Yeah. That's another one.
I think that's the worst Boston accent.
You know who does best one? The old guy, Hardy. Let's go to give me a Fenway Frank with some mix of spicy mustard with that. Some spicy. Sounds like a pirate.
What was his first question? Oh, it is pool.
Billiards? Billiards. Yeah, it would take some skill, some hand-eye coordination, some finesse,
but more,
some power.
But more than NASCAR?
Than driving a car?
I don't think so. It takes such unbelievable balls to get into a NASCAR.
I've rode in one.
Oh, like that Formula One, any of that. You got to be three-quarters nuts.
Sick.
Right.
They put me in it. I rode in one as a passenger. We did three laps. And all I remember is wall coming, no wall. Wall coming. And it went like that. And it was like you're in a centrifugal force, and I wanted to throw up. I'm like, I don't know how you do this. Mad respect to you. But, I mean, to sit there and have me watch it, cars going around in circles on a Sunday, I'm not doing it.
No.
Sorry for offending NASCAR people, but it's not popular here.
By the way, Ray Donovan, way to get yourself canceled by just jumping the shark the last few years. I think John Voight's accent in Ray Donovan is pretty good, and it's sort of a throwback old guy Boston accent as opposed to younger people, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because there's I think there have been subtle changes in that accent over the years. Like, I could just think of people, you know, growing up, older guys growing up, sounded a certain way with the accent that it doesn't sound that way now. So I thought John Voight had a good one in that show.
Yeah, he does. And there's different, I've seen other lists where people say, like, Tom Hanks in that movie, Catch Me If You Can. Like, that's, okay, I'll agree. It's not a great Boston accent, but he's also doing that weird, like, 60s Kennedy Boston accent,
which
isn't even really a Boston accent. It's just
an inflection, if you will.
Yeah, it's something else that he's doing in that.
Yeah. Norm from Vermont is back on the line. And I do want to get to his call. Hey, Norm, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
I got cut off. Just to get back on the, you know, fans in the stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. Would there be any way to do it? Probably everybody's this idea of everything. If there wasn't as much capacity in the stadium, you know, take their time.
It's been discussed, Norm.
I mean, I know it's been discussed. It looks awkward. It would be awkward. I don't know how you're going to take care of all your season ticket holders. You either have fans or you don't, period. I think that's what you roll with. Either you have fans or you don't. You pack the stadium or you don't. Because good luck trying to tell these people that signed agreements for season tickets or people that are paying this big price for suites and club seats, and you tell them, well, you can't sit in your club seat today, but this person can. Good luck.
So it's better to tell everyone you can't come.
I would say we're not having fans. I don't know how you appease it. You can't appease 68,000 people. You can't do it.
Well, you're definitely not pleasing them by not allowing anybody back in either.
I think you'd have a lot more problems on your hands if you have half the people in. When you tell someone you can't and they already have the ticket and they have the agreement and the license, hey, here's my ticket.
No licenses. No licenses at Gillette Stadium. You didn't pay for a license.
Well, ticket contracts, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, 10-year agreements with the red seats. First and last year available when signed. Yeah, good luck with those.
617-779. Actually, we're done with calls, but if you want to jump on, you can hang on for Felger and Mass. We got fake promos. Fake promos coming up next.
Nice.
And it's all the fake promos from the week. Stay tuned.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Okay, it's time for today's takeaways, but it is Fake Promo Friday, so that's what we're going to do. Fake Promo Friday brought to you by good friends at Waken 180 Weight Loss. Check it out. 6 locations. You find the one closest to you. They will coach you up virtually right there through your computer, through your iPhone, through your iPad, you name it. Lose the weight while you're just sitting there at home. Summer is coming, so check it out.
All right, we've got nine fake promos today.
Nine times.
Let's roll it. Let's just get right into them. What do you say?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And establish his kind of program, drafting guys like Bruschi, Ty Law, Curtis Martin, you name it. Let's go down a list of guys. We already had two defensive coordinators, so to speak. Then we brought Bill in, and he became the assistant head coach.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
A little breathing issue in the microphone earlier in the week.
Couldn't hear myself. A little bit of an issue there. A little bit. Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, I think the system sort of helped them there, didn't it?
Yeah, it's more of that upfield, you know, push guy instead of, you know, take on the being a two-gap player and, you know, you've got to swallow two guys while creating lanes for other guys.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I don't love
you trying to swallow two guys
promo.
In the A-gap, Beetle?
That should have been shortened up. I think it was too long. That's long. Too much context. Too much context.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
If the Bulls have me, if David Stern lets me back in the league, I may come back.
Donald Stern.
It's interesting
will have
that
if the
Bulls
league,
have me, right? If Donald Stern and the
back.
Bulls, like
if
there's
the
like
Bulls
some sort of
Donald
backhanded deal done between Stern and the Bulls. And
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
A lot of people pointed out maybe I was thinking about Donald Sterling. I don't. That's not it. It's not from Donald Sterling, guys. It's from Mayor Menino calling him Donald Stearns. That's what it's from. That's why I have that. That's why I have
what
that mental
part of
block.
That clip do you identify and isolate as the worst part of it? Is it the
me
talking,
at the beginning?
Is
me
it
at the
talking
beginning.
Over each other because of the delay? Is it the Donald? I mean,
it's
just
the Donald at the beginning
the
because he yeah. just said David.
Yeah. Where would Menino ever get the Cock and Wilcock from? Like, we didn't have players with that name.
I don't know.
Like
next.
Babcock.
Come on, we got to move.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I love the fact that the league, that they make the, league
boy.
Nervous. I love the fact.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Naughty words.
So you said it.
That one got out.
Yeah.
Got out. I apologize.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Don't mess with the formula of what makes sports something that we like so much is the fact that it's real by
yeah.
putting a bunch of shit.
Whoa, whoa.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah.
Unnecessary beep. I didn't
crap
say it.
In there.
Unnecessary censorship there?
That's what that was.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, and it used to be skin tight on you. The buttons used to beg for mercy, and now it's hanging off of you. Oh,
I'm not me. I want to be big and stiff. There's a fake promo for you.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I didn't see T-Bone on camera at all today. Is he shrinking even more?
I heard him earlier.
He said something like to talk to someone. That.
Yeah, I heard him say.
Yeah, I'm wilting away.
What do you do?
What do you guys got? All Black Day on today? Did you guys get the memo? All board ops wear black?
They're going to a mime convention later on.
Nice.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Jeff is in Carver today. Jeff wanted to talk about Corvettes, so what the hell?
Oh, let's yeah. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I want him to call back every week. Hey, Zoa. I want him and Derek back. Him and Derek back to back calls.
It's got to be.
At 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I guess Trump shut them down, so now they're paying $30,000 over sticker. Trump shut down GM to make the ventilators.
Oh, the ventilators, yeah.
So now that $30,000 over sticker.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I want him to call us more often.
I do too.
Yeah, $30,000 over sticker. One more, final one.
Watermelon sticker.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
That's wild.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Andy Cohen caps the week. Thank you, Andy. Excellent. Thank you, Andy, for that. All right, then. Everyone enjoy the weekend, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
It's your
here.
Best.
It's officially here. Good week. People
Sports
love it.
Sports Hub
the
Golf Club tomorrow
scenes.
Morning.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is it live?
Yeah. 8 a.m. Tomorrow morning.
Oh. You gonna do it from the hot tub?
No. I'll be going in. I'll be in studio tomorrow.
Oh, you're going in the studio?
Yep.
So if I want to use a hot tub, just go in when you're not there.
Yeah.
Go around back. Yeah.
Go
I got you.
Cologne.
Yeah, don't.
I got bromine tablets. I
don't
got a lot of bromine.
The pH. Felger and Maz are coming your way next. Stay tuned
See
for
you.
That.
Enjoy
Felger
the weather,
weekend.
People. Get outside.
Be back on
be
Monday
normal.
At 10.
Be
Talk
normal.
To you then.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
This week is going to get really ugly. I still think at the end of the day, after all the consternation, after all of the fighting that's about to happen, that both parties recognize that being out on the field is better than the alternative. But to get there, there are a lot of things that they have to do to figure out first to try and get there. Chief among them, the financial aspect, and of course you can't look past the health and safety aspect either. And those are two absolute whoppers to have to deal with before the players actually get to go to spring training 2.0 in the middle of June.
Tony Clark tells The Athletic, a system that restricts player pay based on revenues is a salary cap. The league's trying to take advantage of a global health crisis to get what they failed to achieve in the past. So, hey, there's a solid one to start on.
Here's the thing. Let's not let it be sadness.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.